So people always say to me, what if the revelation I get is negative? You still don't give it negatively. You prophesy the solution. Let's say I'm prophesying over somebody and all I get over them is anger and resentment, right? But let's say I'm standing there and the Holy Spirit does reveal to me that that's an issue in that person's life. Am I still okay to go and give them that word? No, I'm not. Why? Because it doesn't edify them, it doesn't comfort them, it doesn't build them up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to prophesy the solution. I'm going to say, Lord, what do you want to do about that? And knowing the Lord, he's always up to something. He'll say, I'm about to take them on a journey where I remove all that stuff. And so this is what my prophetic word would sound like. I want to encourage you that the Lord says he has you on a fast track to joy. There's going to come a season of unparalleled freedom for you. And the things that you felt have held you back are going to be broken off you. And you're going to just accelerate into freedom, into joy, and into lightness of the heart. Is that an encouraging word? It absolutely is. Is it true to what God was saying? Absolutely. I remember a number of years ago, the Lord said to me, Alan, I never reveal things in people's lives to make you look good and them feel bad. I only reveal things that I'm working on.